Thanks for calling customer support. This is Kiri speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, my order number is A as in Arthur, 616-74, B as in boy, 55, B as in boy.
Okay, may I ask what are you calling for?
Well, I just got an email here that's confirming my address. I don't know why.
You said what about your address?
I received an email from you. We are contacting you regarding your cosmic scope order. We have made multiple attempts to reach you by phone with the number you have provided to us and have had no success. Please confirm if the following address that we have on file is correct or if it's missing an apartment number.
Oh, okay, sir. Can I have your zip code, please, to pull up this account?
10918.
First and last name.
I'm sorry?
First and last name.
Michael Farrell.
And for security purposes, can I get you to verify your shipping address?
As you have it there, 53 Main Street, Chester, New York, 10918.
Okay, and what are you trying to do?
I'm not trying to do nothing. I'm just answering your email. I ordered a scope. I want the scope, period. I don't want a song and a dance.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You either do or you don't.
I'm just asking a question because I don't know who emailed you. I'm just doing my job, sir. So you don't have to be rude. I didn't do anything to you.
Well.
Okay.
The email come from CS at top. ScoopMikeScoops.com. That's
okay,
you.
But what I'm saying is it's not me.
That's
personally,
you.
So I don't know who.
No.
So
hey,
you're
doing
like
it.
Okay.
No,
anyway.
No, you're taking it personal. Stop being a racist. Okay? I'm not attacking you personally. I'm just questioning this email, which to me is ridiculous.
How are
that's
you going to call
I'm,
me a racist when I don't even know you, sir?
Well, that's how you come across. Now, what is the purpose of this email?
I don't know what the purpose of the email is, okay? We are a call center. I don't know who emailed you. It could have been the warehouse. I don't know who emailed you, but please don't sit here and call me anything.
Well, how do
that
I?
I'm not when
how
you don't
do
even
I,
know me.
How come I got your number if you're not connected to this company? You're just an answering service. Can you answer that? Your number is here, quite clearly. 855-424-6850. That's you, right?
I don't know the number to this call center. I'm sorry.
You don't? Okay. Okay.
No.
I understand.
Millions of call centers. I don't know. Anyways, okay, so you're calling. What are you trying to do? Track a package? I don't understand what you're trying to do.
They want, the email said they want confirmation of my address. Obviously, you have my address. You just relayed it to me. So I don't know what this is all about. I'm as confused as you are.
Are you in a house
and
or an apartment?
It's the address. It doesn't make any difference. So that's the address.
I was just asking if you're in a house and an apartment, because if you were in an apartment, we would need an apartment number. If you're in a house, then
no.
Okay, we have the house, whatever the address
you've
is.
Got,
okay.
You've got it. You've
all
got
right.
The address.
Okay, is there anything else you need, sir?
No, I still don't know what this is all about. Do you?
No, I don't know what
it says here. It says here, Top Cosmic Scope Customer Care Department, your phone number. And you know nothing about it.
I mean, because
now you see
as I
why
stated,
I'm frustrated.
Okay, but if you're frustrated, there's no need to take it out on me when I don't know what's going on either. It's a thousands call center around the world that sells the same product.
Can I cancel this order through you?
The order was already shipped out.
Then.
They sent you the email to confirm your address. The status is already pending.
No, they sent me the email to confirm the address.
That's what I just said. I said they emailed you to confirm the address, so now the status is pending.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. You have a great day.